Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn bunts towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Cohn moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn scores. Runnels scores. Vernon moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Senators. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Baker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker scores. Busby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Senators. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Bob Feller. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boone. Busby moves to second. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Masterson bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Busby moves to third. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Masterson moves to second. It's 5-2, Senators. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Masterson moves to third. Yost moves to second. Ted Wilks now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Masterson scores. Yost moves to third. Cohn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yost scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busby bunts towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Baker moves to third. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-2, Senators. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Masterson bunts towards the mound. Wilkes fields it and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Ted Wilkes. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 8-3, Senators. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCoskey moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. McCoskey scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Senators. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Senators. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 5. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dobie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Easter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 8, Senators, 8. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gromek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klutz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-5 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Jim Busby. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Runnels moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Jensen now playing center field. Earl Rapp now playing right field. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gumpert strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Cone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Cone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Westlake pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Harry Simpson now playing first base. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Gumpert juggles the ball. That's an error on Gumpert. Boone moves to third. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Frank Campos pinch hits for Clyde Klutz. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Gumpert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. Cohn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Cohn reaches second base with a double. Yost moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Grasso now catching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Doby strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields the ball and throws to Wynn covering. Safe. Jerry Snyder pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-6 in the game. With a walk. Vernon bunts in front of the plate. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Snyder moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Vernon moves to third. Baker moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.